Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch Pivot or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So this week, we are talking again about the Plot Twist Planner, a Switch Pivot or Quit guide to personal change for professional gain. Now, for those who are new, let me just break this down real quick. The plot twist is like a cousin to the quarter life crisis, and it's something that most of us go through. Most of us ambitious people, let me say, go through about every 3 to 5 years. And the idea of Switch, Pivot, or Quit has three pillars, three things that it takes to make an effective switch, pivot, or quit, with those being acknowledge, assess, and act. So to assist you in your process, I've created the Plot Twist Planner, a Switch, Pivot, or Quit guide to personal change for professional gain. And it's a digital planner that will walk you through some of the steps that I took to make my own personal SPQ, as well as give you some of the tools to take action with moving forward that will serve you and your ultimate happiness. It's not available yet. It is coming. And after this series, I'll let you know, because this is part two of a three-part series. Part one was last week. If you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to it. You don't have to listen to it first in order to listen to this, but it might make more sense. It might get you on a rhythm if you do. The main thing that I'll say is, with this series, I just wanted to introduce you guys to my thought process, what's happening, and getting your minds wrapped around some of the concepts and some of the work that you'll need to do when you actually get your hands on the Plot Twist Planner. So last week, in the first of the special three-part Plot Twist series, we talked about getting real with you via self-awareness, which is in line with the first pillar of making a switch, pivot, or quit, which is acknowledgement. As a reminder from last week, when you keep jumping from thing to thing, or job to job, or idea to idea, it may be because the clarity is not there for who you are and what really makes you tick. Those are the things that we're trying to get down into, because sometimes we find ourselves, and I found myself for sure, just going through life and checking the boxes and not really paying attention to me, if that makes sense. And if you're not doing that, then you'll forever be pretty much chasing an existence that won't be the reality that you ultimately want. It won't be happiness or fulfillment. It just won't be, because you won't even know what will really make you happy or fulfilled. Now, when I was going through my plot twist and desperately looking for change, and I mean desperately looking for change when I say this, I'm so serious about how desperate I was looking for that change. I didn't really know about, nor had I thought about, any of this type of personal development in like a formal way. It wasn't something that was talked about for me, and that's part of the reason that I'm talking about it with you now, and a part of the reason that I feel so passionate about the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast, the Switch, Pivot, or Quit process, just the idea of it, because I feel like it wasn't something that was at the forefront for me, and I felt very alone in that time looking for change. I felt like maybe there was something wrong with me because I wasn't satisfied, and everything pointed to the fact that I should have been satisfied, but I wasn't. And with me being the type of person that I was, I wasn't just gonna sit in that. I had to do something. But I know that there's a lot of other people out there who feel uncomfortable in that, but they don't necessarily want to speak up about their discomfort because they don't want to rock the boat. The boat being their world. So for me, basically, like I said, I just knew that I wanted a way out of my reality. I wanted change. And the most common thing that I hear now is, I don't know where to start. And like I told you last week, the answer is really, really simple. Start with you. That's the thing that you have the most control over. That's the thing that you can really impact is yourself. So after I started to get real with myself through acknowledgement and being self-aware, then I turned to assessment and improving my self-knowledge, which also helps to inform us of our mental representations of ourselves. Okay? And that means everything that you think it does, really. Like what you think you are, you will be, is also included in that. Okay? And you hear that kind of stuff, especially when you're talking about manifestation, we're talking about the law of attraction, all of that plays in, and I am aware of that. And I won't say I'm like the super teacher believer of it and all of that, but I am super aware of it, and I do think that there is some truth in that, and that there is some foundation in that idea in our world. So like I said before, what you think you are, you will be. Just let that sit there for a minute. Okay, so now that you've been accountable, it's time to take inventory of what you're working with. So start assessing yourself in a real way, not only what you're working with in a skills capacity, but in a mental capacity as well. Are you weak in certain areas? Okay, acknowledge it. And this is the time where you really get into the nitty-gritty of it so that you can take the action and make the plans to take action to become better. Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe in doubling down on your strengths. I do. I really do. Because there's some things that you are really, really good at, and you know it, and you can use that to your advantage. However, this is all about your personal growth and you identifying and improving potential as well, especially if you desire change. So if you know that you have potential to be the greatest in an area that you have yet to really tap into, then you better try it. You better get into it. You better tap into it. You better look into that, okay? Some of the most successful women that I know of and that you know of too really found that overwhelming, astonishing success after a career switch in the second act of the play. So what is that? After the plot twist. After the plot twist, that's when they really found that success. That's when they really found that fulfillment. That's when they really found their thing. What was really the thing that they were supposed to be doing this whole time. But it's okay. You have to go through your journey. You have to. Everybody's journey looks different too. You have to go through your journey. You have to go through the different steps and phases to get you where you need to be. So this is your time to take that inventory. This is your time to assess. And remember, like I said last week, this is a process. Going through the stages of the plot twist planner or facing an switch, pivot, or quit SPQ, this is something that will likely creep up on you multiple times during the course of your life. But if you're committed to being the best you, then you'll get this planner when it drops and be equipped with the skills to navigate the plot twists each and every time they arise in the future. And you'll just keep getting better and better as the years pass because you'll have the tools. Okay? Now, I don't know. I feel like I should do this, so I'm going to do this. Because I really, 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 really want to see you guys win. And I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do something special this week. I'm going to, on the website, switchpivotorquit.com, if you're unfamiliar, that's where you will be able to find this week. I'm going to give you something that'll get you started. Hopefully it'll hold you over until the plot twist planner is ready. So this week you'll be able to get your hands on a plot twist journal. Okay, this will be a plot twist journal. So we'll incorporate some of the same pillars from Switch, Pivot, or Quit, but this will be a journal. So if you're on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit mailing list, which you can just get on by going to switchpivotorquit.com, then I'll let you guys know via the mailing list exactly when it drops. And this is impromptu, but I'm excited to do this for you guys. I'm excited for you to continue on your journey to greatness. I'm excited for you to achieve all the things that you want to achieve and some of the things that you didn't even know you wanted to achieve. So let's do this. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on your Sunday, and I hope you have an amazing week, and we'll connect again next week.